Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. It is a beauty of a day. Austin's going to be going over the weather forecast, and we'll get him to extend that to a five-day forecast, kind of give you an outlook throughout the rest of the week here. But it's looking pretty good, actually. Austin's all ready for that. Let's go ahead and dig into this afternoon's top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
All righty. Well, first up on the itinerary, there's a lot of activity around the federal courthouse in downtown Pensacola. A rise in prosecuting undocumented immigrants re-entering the United States is soaring. The number of prosecutions is on track to outpace the total number of prosecutions during the previous 4 years. The vast majority of cases are being prosecuted locally. Illegal re-entry into the United States is a felony.
All right. Florida's legislative session is now expected to run longer than planned due to stalled budget negotiations. Yeah, this is our second most trending story for you. The standoff has led to fiery exchanges between the House and Senate leaders. As of Friday, the Florida House and Senate had passed only 53 of the almost 2,000 bills that were filed this year. The session now in its last week was scheduled to end on May 2nd.
And Pensacola Beach advocates polling members over a proposed increase in Escambia County funding. While PBA supports efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build two new fire districts, members are concerned over how the funding is being allocated. Beach businesses are being hit hard as rates will increase by $254 annually, while the mainland rate increase is only $101. Look for PBA members to attend a public forum at Thursday's County Commission meeting to speak against the increase.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure and your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital offering a free Sky High Silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Looking at the roads here, do have some minor backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile Road itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. We do have an accident report, though, on Caroline Street. This is if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. We typically have some minor congestion in that area, but that accident could be adding to it. As for the weather, 82 degrees, low of 68 tonight, and there's going to be some patchy fog this evening that'll bleed into your Tuesday, where the high will be 82 as well, but the low will be 71.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, 516 News Radio 92.3. Just to remind you, if you are heading to the beach, it's like 82 degrees out there. It's really a nice day.
Warm, yeah.
But be careful of the rip currents. Cannot stress this enough. Yellow flags flying along Pensacola Beach. Rip currents are light this afternoon, but just swim in protected areas if you do not mind. The hit-and-run boat has been found. That's behind Sunday night's deadly crash into a ferry boat. This happened down in Clearwater, Florida. Jeff Manasso has more on the details.
Clearwater Police Chief Eric Gandy releasing surveillance footage showing the over 40-foot ferry boat, a public water taxi, being struck from behind Sunday night by another vessel near the Memorial Causeway Bridge.
That vessel left after the crash. Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies located about 3.5 miles south by the Bel Air Causeway. The operator and the passengers were on board that vessel.
The U.S. Coast Guard says 45 people were on board the ferry boat at the time of the collision. 10 hurt, some injuries severe, one dead. The investigation into the crash involves multiple agencies. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And the student union at Florida State University reopened today following the deadly campus shooting. FSU President Richard McAuliffe announced on Saturday that the student union would be open from 3 to 5 p.m. McAuliffe said numerous seniors had requested a strong desire for the union to be open for their last week at FSU.
Yeah, also, FSU is getting all their activities for graduation were happening this week, too. So trying to get
Coming down to the stretch.
Well, yeah, and trying to get things back into normal, see if they can do that. Yeah. That's a big order. But they're just trying to kind of normalize the activities around Tallahassee. Governor DeSantis ordered those flags to be flown at half-staff today. Maybe you were wondering why they were at half-staff. Well, it was to honor fallen law enforcement officers around the state. The U.S. and state of Florida flags flying at local and state buildings, installations, and grounds throughout the state of Florida.
And also want to let you know that we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Burger Battle by the Bay.
That's right. Get this right now.
Yeah, yeah. Tongue twister there. It's at Community Maritime Park at 11 a.m. on May 3rd. It's benefiting Take Stock and Children of Florida and the Suburban West Rotary Club Foundation. What you can do to get to that event, we'll let you know in just about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Sad story to pass on here, Austin. A court in Florida will weigh a family's claim that a chatbot prompted their son to commit suicide. Grinnell Scott has more on the story.
The essential question before a Florida court is, do bots have free speech? Sue L. Setzer committed suicide last year. The family claims the boy's exchanges with an AI chatbot included talk of suicide, and the bot encouraged it, with no warnings to seek help. Character Technologies, which created the chat, said in a statement the First Amendment protects them. Family attorney Matthew Bergman told Fox 35 Orlando the non-human factor matters here.
Communication from a chatbot is not human expression. It's not speech. It is a machine talking.
An immediate ruling is not expected from the court. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a bill enabling off-duty correctional probation officers to carry concealed weapons is awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' signature after passing 33-3 in the legislature. House Bill 383 eliminates Florida's three-day waiting period for handgun purchases for these officers. It allows immediate possession after a background check. Effective July 1st, CPOs can carry concealed weapons off-duty with supervisor approval and perform law enforcement functions similar to on-duty officers.
519 News Radio 92.3. You might have heard that the ICE has taken down about 114 people in Colorado. It was happening in Colorado Springs, but it's going on here in the state of Florida as well.
Yeah.
It's called Operation Tidal Wave, a joint operation between ICE and Florida authorities, leading to the arrest of over 800 illegal aliens in Florida, including some with criminal records. Dana Marie McNichol is in Miami this afternoon.
ICE highlighting certain arrests that include a Russian national with an Interpol red notice for manslaughter, a man convicted of homicide in Colombia. Officials say he entered the U.S. as a gotaway. Also an alleged Guatemalan MS-13 gang member and a man from Honduras, a suspected terrorist member of the 18th Street Gang. Both gang members, ICE say, have illegally re-entered the U.S. multiple times. The Department of Homeland Security is calling this large-scale operation a major success. Immigration advocates say the operation is meant to create fear amongst the immigrant community.
Well, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get you a deep dive on everything happening across the nation today. But also, remember, in about 7 minutes now, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Burger Battle by the Bay at Community Maritime Park.
Nice.
What you got to do to win those tickets, once again, coming up in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, "Don't talk about it, be about it." When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon, a nice one at that. Thank you so much for letting us jump in that car and head home with you today. We're watching The Money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks gaining steam in the final hour of trading and ending mixed, with the Dow and S&P 500 notching their fifth straight session of gains. Wall Street is bracing for its busiest week for first quarter earnings. For the Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple are slated to report their latest financial results. Also on deck this week, key economic data on growth, inflation, and jobs. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy and utilities gained. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Amazon. The Dow up 114 points, the NASDAQ lower by 17, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a House Democrat introducing articles of impeachment against President Trump. It's not the first time we've heard this story. In a statement, Michigan Congressman Sri Tenedar said Trump is unfit to serve as president and represents a clear and present danger to our nation's constitution and democracy. These are the first articles of impeachment to be brought against Trump since he retook office in January. It's considered a long shot, though, since Republicans control both the House and Senate.
525, Austin Price. Going back at it again, here's a look at your weather and local traffic.
Yeah, luckily, weather here is looking good. It's a little bit warm for my taste, but hey, it's Florida. What can you do? It's 82 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Going to have some patchy fog in the area that will bleed into your Tuesday, where the high will also be 82 with a low of 71. And looking at the roads here, had some backups on Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident reported in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but it's not looking too severe at this time. Chris?
Good afternoon, sunny and 82 at 526. IBM's committing to American jobs and manufacturing in a huge way. Listen to these numbers. Here's Jenny Casola.
IBM says it will invest $150 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years, telling Fox Business it plans to keep IBM at the forefront of advanced computing and artificial intelligence. The investment includes more than $30 billion in research and development. The announcement comes days after IBM revealed that 15 of its government contracts were cut by DOGE. IBM says it's been focused on American jobs and manufacturing since its founding. IBM's commitment follows similar planned investments from Apple, Nvidia, and others. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And the White House signaling it's not extending the Real ID deadline. We've heard a lot about this. Kentucky lawmakers sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem asking for a delay on Real ID enforcement, citing the potential for long lines at MVD offices. The Trump administration says all states will need to comply by the May 7th deadline. Real ID, if you don't know, is an enhanced security driver's license that will be needed in order to board any domestic airline flight.
Okay, Florida's red snapper season coming up pretty darn quick. And this year will be record-breaking. Here come some more numbers for you. Governor DeSantis in Destin this morning to announce a 126-day season in the Gulf this year. That's up from 103 days last year. Kicks off for Memorial Day weekend that is open from June 1st through July 31st.
We'll also be adding the additional fishing days in the fall for Florida families and visitors to fish red snapper daily from September 1st through the 14th, then transition to three-day weekends through the end of the year. This includes holiday opportunities on Veterans Day, the Thursday through Sunday of Thanksgiving, and yes, even red snapper on Christmas for those who are so inclined.
Absolutely. That's the spirit, Gov. DeSantis says the season will include many holidays for families to enjoy fishing trips together. The governor also encouraged state lawmakers to approve a budget with the freedom tax holiday included, which would save money on recreational items such as fishing and boating gear.
All right. I got a pair of tickets I'm trying to give away here, and something tells me I'm not going to have to try very hard. It's a pair of tickets to the Burger Battle by the Bay at Community Maritime Park. That's taking place May 3rd, 11 a.m. It benefits the Take Stock and Children of Florida and the Suburban West Rotary Club Foundation. All you have to do to win these tickets is text BURGER to 850-437-1620. Again, text the word BURGER to 850-437-1620. First person to do that gets those tickets to the Burger Battle by the Bay.
Maybe I can hook up with that winner. I'm going to that thing. I do it every year. I love this event.
Yeah, if you're flying solo, we can give you Chris's contact information.
There you go. Hey, Les, listen, last week we reported on a kind of a crazy arrest in Santa Rosa County where a man had become obsessed with a woman, set her porch on fire, and then briefly escaped from a hospital after being arrested, only to be found in a nearby retention pond.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the broad strokes of it. He ends up getting into a retention pond. So he's in a retention pond up to his chest, and he won't come out. And one of our canine units gets there, and he's like, you come out or the dog, you know, is coming in to get you. And he won't come out. So the dog, they let the dog go, and it's pretty incredible to see on video. He jumps. The dog's like 3 feet in the air over the water and just hits this guy. And of course, then he starts screaming like a little girl and comes out, and we handcuff him up. It's just a really bizarre story.
Okay. Just started screaming like a little girl.
I have a soft spot for candid journalism.
There you go. That's, that is Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County. Let me just frame this one. Oops. There's been a design flaw in the new $1.6 million architectural arch proposed to replace the toll booths over at Pensacola Beach. Apparently, a copy of the logo was used by Innisfree Hotels. It was breached. Both management for Innisfree and District 4 Escambia County Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, who represents Pensacola Beach, say it was an unintentional mistake made by a person who designed that arch. Reportedly, Innisfree Hotel CEO Ted Ont got a chuckle from the mistake. He said the company saw a 75% jump in website traffic due to the confusion. To take advantage of the unintentional attention, they're now offering discounts at their restaurants and beach mini golf course that visitors can find on their website. You see, turning lemonade in, or what is it? Turning lemons into
life
lemonade?
Life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
There you go. So anyway, a good story. Coming up in five, we'll talk some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. The Philadelphia Eagles visiting the White House, celebrating their victory in Super Bowl 59 with President Trump. He commends Philadelphia's coach, Nick Sirianni.
They always doubt championship teams, and then they become championship teams. They never doubt them again. But Nick proved the doubters wrong and brought the Vince Lombardi Trophy back to Philadelphia.
The game's MVP, Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts, chose not to attend today. The stated reason because of a scheduling conflict. The conclave to choose a new pope starts May 7th in Vatican City. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, asked on Fox News Channel whether the church will pick a more liberal pope or a more traditional candidate.
I think every cardinal in the world will say, we need a pope with some of the characteristics of Pope Francis. Every cardinal would say that. We never want to lose that. They might also say, but here's some things we'd like to see the new pope emphasize.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. You name a dish, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. We call them food angels, and you can be one too. Earn your wings at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Who do I wrestle for? I wrestle on my high school team for Jason Garcia, my fiercest competitor during practice and my biggest fan during meets. I wrestle for my parents who practice what they preach, the importance of hard work, commitment, and dedication. I wrestle for the chance to put our little high school right here in Florida on the map.
Wearing the uniform of your high school comes with a big responsibility. Younger kids look up to you. Your teammates count on you. And the reputation of your high school depends on you. Do you have what it takes to participate in a high school sport?
And I wrestle for the glory that is mine when I do my best. That's who I wrestle for.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a chance to talk to Ashley Hoffberger about that welcome sign / toll booth proposal and what might be done to make it a little bit more aesthetically desirable. Also talked about beach renourishment and the money that the Tourism Development Council has approved for that project. They had Nerd Prom over the weekend. That's the White House Correspondents Association dinner, historically a very entertaining event without the president and without a comedian. But was it that this year? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, 5:35. Day's been pretty busy here. Here's three important things that you really need to know about this hour. You ready for these? These are pretty topical here. There's a lot of activity around the federal courthouse in downtown Pensacola. That's an understatement. A rise in prosecuting undocumented immigrants re-entering the U.S. is soaring. The number of prosecutors and prosecutions is on track to outpace the total number of prosecutions during the previous 4 years. The vast majority of cases are being prosecuted locally. Illegal re-entry into the U.S., by the way, is a felony.
And your second of the three top three stories, Florida's legislative session now expected to run longer than planned due to stalled budget negotiations. The standoff has led to fiery exchanges between the House and Senate leaders. And as of Friday, the Florida House and Senate have passed only 53 of the almost 2,000 bills that were filed for this year. The session, now in its last week, was scheduled to end May 2nd.
Pensacola Beach advocates are polling members over a proposed increase in Escambia County funding. This is your third story this hour. While PBA supports efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build two new fire districts, members are concerned over how the funding's being allocated. Beach businesses are being hit pretty hard, as rates will increase by $254 annually, while the mainland rate increases only $101. Look for PBA members to attend the public forum at Thursday's County Commission meeting to speak against that increase.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, former NBA player Stan Love, father of the Miami Heat's Kevin Love, has passed away. Kevin announced his father's death at the age of 76 in a social media post on Sunday night. Stan Love was also the brother of Beach Boys co-founder Mike Love, so small world there. He played four seasons in the NBA for the Baltimore Bullets, LA Lakers, and San Antonio Spurs. Cause of death has not been given, but Kevin said that his father had fought for a long time and added that the hardest stretch was the past 6 months.
Okay, Knoxville was in town last week, and boy, what a week of weather it was. Perfect baseball weather throughout the week. However, Wahoos fell on Sunday to Knoxville 7-4. Pensacola's 15-6 on the season, sits in first place. That's in the South Division. Pensacola is up in Birmingham for a six-game series starting tomorrow night.
And the Bucks will be without their star guard for the remainder of the postseason. Senior NBA insider Chris Haynes reporting that the fear is that Milwaukee's Damian Lillard suffered a left Achilles tear during Sunday's Game 4 loss. Lillard returned for the playoffs after working his way back from a blood clot diagnosis that sidelined him for over a month. The 34-year-old averaged 24.9 points through 58 games this season.
537, News Radio 92.3, NASCAR at Talladega. Zane Smith, with the first pole of his career, was one of 23 drivers to lead a lap. Tim McMaster tells us who actually finished in front.
The first super speedway of the NASCAR season gave us a super finish Sunday.
Cindric, Priest at the line. Who? Cindric.
The race on Fox, Austin Cindric edged Ryan Preece by less than a car length. After the two drivers dueled over the final 10 laps, Cindric only led seven laps in a race that saw 23 different drivers lead a lap. It's his third career win, first at Talladega. Preece finished second, Kyle Larson third. Next week, NASCAR moves on to Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And it's a big sports night in South Florida. The Florida Panthers hope to take a 3-1 series lead against the Tampa Bay Lightning after a Game 3 loss Saturday in Sunrise. Head coach Paul Maurice says that they've reviewed the tape and know exactly how to right their wrongs. Meanwhile, the Miami Heat hope to avoid a sweep tonight. That team tips off against the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 4 of their opening round playoff series at home. Miami is coming off its worst playoff loss ever following a 124-87 defeat in Game 3.
I wore my Tampa Bay hockey shirt yesterday.
For nothing.
Well, you know, well, it's 3-1 now. At least we didn't drop it. Florida's
didn't get swept.
No, and Florida's a rough team. Florida swept Tampa Bay last year, the Lightning we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to keep watching that series and keep my fingers crossed for the Bolts, as we call them. Washington Commanders revealing details about their plans for a new stadium. It's about time.
Yeah.
Jared Max has more.
Since 1997, the NFL's Washington Commanders have called Landover, Maryland, their home. Come 2030, the team plans to be back in the nation's capital.
Back to RFK, where they belong.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, RFK Stadium, the team's former home, still stands on a site of 180 acres.
I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in D.C. history.
Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris. The team will drive the investment of at least $2.7 billion to build a roofed stadium. Officials said the public will fund nearly $1.15 billion. D.C. Council approval is needed. Jared Max, Fox News.
And last but not least, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New York Giants this offseason signed Jameis Winston, and then shortly after that, inked Russell Wilson to a contract. Then after taking the best player in the draft, Abdul Carter, at 3, the G-men traded back up into the first round of the draft Thursday night to pick once again at 25 and selected quarterback Jackson Dart. And regardless as to what you think of Dart, let's be real that Russell Wilson is now just keeping that seat warm for Jackson, and the rookie quarterback should be starting by November at the absolute latest. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, it is 542, News Radio 92.3. A nonverbal patient with an ALS situation receives a third Neuralink brain implant. Technology's coming a long way here, folks. CJ Papa has more on the results.
The Arizona resident revealing his identity in a post on X.
Hi, I am Brad Smith. I'm the third person in the world to receive the Neuralink brain implant. I'm also the first person with ALS and the first nonverbal, which means that I rely on it for all communication.
He explained how he created the video using the brain-computer interface to control the mouse on his MacBook Pro to edit the first video using Neuralink.
This is my old voice narrating this video.
The chip is around the size of 5 U.S. quarters, one on top of the other, and placed in a brain that controls the intention to move by a sewing machine-like robot surgeon. Smith, who can only move his eyes in the corner of his mouth, credits his wife for taking care of him. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And as we go down the health route here, the USDA warning Mexico it will stop animal imports into the U.S. due to fear of flesh-eating parasites. The threat was issued by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in a letter to the country. The screwworm is the parasite at large, which targets fresh wounds in warm-blooded animals. Some of those animals include cattle, bison, and horses. Rollins says that imports from Mexico will be prohibited to protect the U.S.'s interest in the agriculture industry if they fail to combat the spread of the screwworm.
It is a nice day out there. Temps in the low 80s, a lot of sunshine, a lot of folks on the beach, yellow flags flying, so swim in a very protected area. This month of April has spotlighted a number of mental health disabilities, but health officials are reminding you to take this month to care for your feet. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Only a few days left in this month. Still time to talk about April being Foot Health Awareness Month, highlighting the importance of feet and how they impact our overall health and well-being. The Environmental Health and Safety Services, part of HHS, has a few tips. First, you should examine your feet daily. Look for any changes to appearance, texture, or color. You should also practice good foot hygiene. Wash them every day and dry them, especially between your toes. Make sure you're wearing the right shoes with good support and a low heel. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek professional help. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study from the University of Sydney suggests bacteria and other microorganisms living in your mouth could spark migraines. Researchers asked over 150 women to fill out a questionnaire about their mouth health based on the WHO's oral health survey, along with collecting saliva samples. The study's lead author said that researchers found incredibly strong signs connecting mouth health to pain triggers. Scientists still working to find how microbes contribute to the pain.
A common abortion pill causes side effects about 22 times as often as the FDA says it does. This is according to a new study from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Alexandria Hoff, she's in Washington this afternoon with the story.
Its authors note that the scale of this research speaks for itself, releasing that by using HIPAA-compliant data from health insurance claims, they were able to factor in the experience of about 865,000 women. The FDA relied on trials totaling about 31,000 participants. So in this largest ever study, the Ethics and Public Policy Center found, quote, 10.93% of women experienced sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, or another serious or life-threatening adverse event within 45 days following a mifepristone abortion. Now, the FDA, it does warn against serious and sometimes fatal infections on its label, but they also report that those occur in 0.5% of women.
545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. What's going on?
Well, looking at the roads here, Chris, got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area heading towards Highway 87, but that's relatively minor. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, it's 82 degrees, low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog in the area this evening. That'll bleed into your early Tuesday where it will also be a high of 82 and a low of 71.
See, that's a nice forecast.
Yeah, not,
local
not bad.
Forecast.
Let a little
me just
muggy,
take,
maybe.
You're exactly right. Yeah, the humidity's starting to come back and really spoil those good hair days, if you know what I mean. Let me take you for a national snapshot. There is a warning of severe weather incoming for millions of Americans. Meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest details in your Fox weather forecast.
We've got another severe weather setup underway today and Tuesday with the strong likelihood of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and tornadoes stretching from Texas to the upper Midwest. Flash flooding will also be a concern with several inches of rain over the same areas the next few days. Meanwhile, warm air will spread towards the eastern half of the U.S., which will help fuel some of those stronger thunderstorms today and tomorrow. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, Align Technologies, maker of the Invisalign teeth straightening system, announcing a new product that straightens teeth as well as aligns the jaw. The new device is designed to help realign the jaws of patients experiencing what has been termed as an overbite or deep bite issue. The system is intended to be primarily used to help patients age 10 to 16. Chris, you were talking about how you're going to be getting a root canal, correct?
On Wednesday. I'm very excited about this.
And here's why. Because apparently you said that the procedure is...
There's new technology. It's called a wrap. Mm. And in other words, if you've ever had a root canal before, it takes anesthesia and a long period of time of recovery, that type of thing.
Right, right.
I'll be ready to go 30 minutes after this thing.
Wow. I mean, thank goodness the dentistry world's picking up, because there's a lot of, like, fear associated with that.
And I always go into the dentist and say, I have this terrible situation. I'm scared to death of dentist.
Yeah.
But boy, I've had some good ones. Dr. Scott Booker over in Gulf Breeze is a good one. Okay, 547. News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money this afternoon. Here's your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. China today once again denying it's in talks to resolve the tariff war with the United States after a series of statements made by President Donald Trump and his aides intimating trade negotiations are underway. The Chinese Foreign Ministry confirming today that China and the U.S. are not engaged in any consultation or negotiation on tariffs. Trump administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, insist that the U.S. is in better position to win a trade war than China is. In its second weekend in theaters, Ryan Coogler's horror film Sinners earned $45 million in ticket sales, securing the top spot at the weekend box office. The film has made more than $161 million worldwide. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 114 points. The S&P added 3, and the NASDAQ was off slightly. Crude oil futures under $62 a barrel. That's your money now.
Well, nearly two-thirds of Americans disapprove of President Trump's tariffs, or at least that's according to a new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll that was released Friday. It reveals 7 in 10 think the tariffs will increase U.S. inflation. Nearly half of Republicans polled think the tariffs will have a negative impact on inflation, and the number rises to 75% amongst independents. 59% think President Trump's tariffs will have a positive impact on creating manufacturing jobs in the U.S., and that includes 90% of Republicans and 60% of independents.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3, 5:50, 10 away from 6. Technology company IBM pledging to invest billions of dollars into tech development. Here's Madison Allworth.
This investment will be made over the next 5 years, and more than $30 billion will be devoted to research and development, specifically in American manufacturing of its mainframe and quantum computers. CEO Arvind Krishna says the computing giant's major investment, it's in line with their company values, saying they've been focused on American jobs and manufacturing since their founding. This announcement comes following other massive investments in the U.S. from tech giants like Apple, $500 billion over the next 4 years, creating around 20,000 jobs. NVIDIA, $500 billion there. And Taiwan Semiconductor, $100 billion.
And New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries protesting planned Republican budget cuts. The two held a sit-in protest at the U.S. Capitol building steps on Sunday, warning of cuts House Republicans are planning. They say Republicans want to advance a reckless budget scheme that seeks to gut Medicaid, food assistance, and basic needs programs that help people and give tax breaks to billionaires. Booker and Jeffries started their sit-in at around 6 a.m., and it lasted more than 12 hours. They were joined by a number of other Democratic lawmakers and union leaders.
I want to put a clock on that guy, Cory Booker. He was he did the
filibuster attempt thing, yeah.
And now he's sitting on the sidewalk. When does he work?
I was about to say, bro's got a lot of free time.
I mean, come on. Hey, President Trump is promising a tremendous tax cut and teasing big savings once his tariff revenues kick in. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
Anybody, the president's saying, who makes $200,000 or less would see a significantly reduced tax bill or eliminate taxes altogether. He's floating that idea. Now, the money is not totally all in the bank, so to speak, here. The latest monthly Treasury report does show that there's an increase of 32% from March of last year to March of this year in the amount of tariffs taken in. This is before, data before the April 2nd reciprocal tariff announcement. Still, some Republicans on Capitol Hill want to make sure that these numbers all work out. So revenue is coming in from the tariffs president has already put in place. The White House saying that they are looking at 18 deals now because of those tariffs. Administration sources telling me that there has not been an announcement because these will be larger trade deals, not just over tariffs.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on News Radio 92.3.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger. I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA. You're a veteran. See what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
I'm ready. Let me just grab my bag.
Sweatpants, huh? Didn't know we were keeping it casual this month.
Yeah, I feel bloated every now and then.
You have to try new Align 3-in-1 Biotic Gummies. They have prebiotics to nourish good bacteria, probiotics to help relieve occasional bloating, and postbiotics for immune support.
All that in one gummy?
Yep. So no sweatpants next time?
Not anymore.
Align 3-in-1 Biotic Gummies for gut health support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. She's always buzzing just like
neon, neon. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
5:55. News Radio 92.3, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is in, has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely, I do. And luckily, I don't have much bad to report on. We did have some backups, maybe a little bit at least, on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand, but that has seemingly cleared out. And whatever backups we had on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 has cleared out as well. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees. It's going to be a low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog. That'll bleed into your Tuesday, where the high is 82 and the low is 71.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the federal holiday celebrated on the second Monday in October is reserved only for one person, Christopher Columbus. C.J. Pop explains this one.
President Trump posting on True Social, "I'm bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes. The Democrats did everything possible to destroy Christopher Columbus, his reputation, and all the Italians that loved him so much." Joe Biden was the first president to mark Indigenous Peoples Day in a 2021 move aimed at shifting the focus of the holiday from Columbus sailing to the people living in the Americas both before and after his arrival. It was the 1891 lynching of 11 Italian-American immigrants in New Orleans that prompted then-President Benjamin Harrison to declare Columbus Day as a one-time national celebration to ease diplomatic tensions with Italy. President Franklin D. Roosevelt designated Columbus Day as a national holiday in 1934. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This is going to bleed into that whole category of, like, changing the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, changing Denali back to Mount McKinley, you know, as one of those things is like, is this what we were voting for? Is this what we were prioritizing?
Not sure.
I thought we were talking about the economy. Come on. Kim Kardashian preparing to testify in person in a Paris courtroom as she faces the men accused of robbing her at gunpoint back in 2016. They broke into the reality TV star and entrepreneur's apartment, and she was bound and held at gunpoint while they stole nearly $7 million worth of jewelry. One of the suspects has written a book about how the robbery was even planned. If convicted, those fellows face years behind bars.
The question is, you know, most people in like Los Angeles or New York, people that can afford this type of jewelry, this $6 million type of jewelry, most people use fake jewelry on the streets. Just for this one case. What is she traveling with $6 million worth of jewelry for?
Lavish.
Well, we'll figure that one out. The chair of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, speaks about the agency's CBS 60 Minutes news distortion review. Oh, and believe me, there was a big distorted presentation here. Christian Goodwin has more.
According to Reuters, FCC Chair Brendan Carr says all options remain on the table in the agency's investigation into a 2024 60 Minutes interview with then-Vice President Kamala Harris. President Trump suing, accusing CBS of deceptively editing the interview to make his Democratic challenger look better. Carr launching an investigation after a complaint that the network violated the FCC's news distortion policy. He's rejected CBS's bid to dismiss the complaint. CBS has said it provided the unedited transcript of the interview, proving the broadcast was not doctored or deceitful. The longtime executive producer of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, recently resigning, saying he no longer felt he had the independence to run the program. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
That's kind of, well, that's sad, but noble. You have to know when to walk away.
And I forget the reporter's name that was on 60 Minutes. He actually downed Paramount, the parent company, on that move.
Really?
Put his job on the line. Scott Paisley, I think that's his, I'm sure a texter will help me. Scott Paisley, I think that's what his name was.
I'll take your word for it. The work of
don't.
Yeah, please, don't do that. The work of selecting a new pope in secret is set to begin just over a week from now. The Vatican announced today that the closed-door process known as the conclave will begin on May 7th. Members of the College of Cardinals under age 80 are allowed to vote, and the winner must be selected by a two-thirds majority. Voting will continue until white smoke is seen from the chapel chimney, signifying that there is a new pope.
My bet is on Cardinal Sarah. Just mark that down. Okay, there is a book that one down. There is a repeat champion of the Battle of the Box Office for the second weekend in a row. Here's Kathleen Maloney.
Sinners continues to drive a stake through the competition at the box office. The vampire thriller starring Michael B. Jordan earning $45 million in its second week in theaters.
I've been all over this world. I've seen men die. Ways I didn't even know was possible.
An oldie but goodie takes second place with the re-release of Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, pulling in $25.2 million for its 20th anniversary, making it one of the top-grossing re-releases ever. The Accountant 2 debuts in third place with $24.5 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Powerball tonight, $20 million, 9.2 out the door. Mega Millions tomorrow night, $70 million, 31.8 million heading out the door. Thanks for having us on today. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.